Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
All right, 20 minutes from now, we will give you an update on the betting market for the Eagles and Chargers, give you a preview of that game. 1 hour from now, it's all our bets for tonight in the world of sports, including the Eagles and the Chargers. Tweet us at You Better You Bet, at The Costos, at Femi Abebefe, YouTube chat, Twitch chat, your best bets for Monday Night Football. We'll read them coming up later in the show. We also have to talk about Shedeur Sanders and the Cleveland Browns and the Pittsburgh Steelers win over the pathetic 6-7. Now I'm doing the thing. Baltimore Ravens.
You.
Yeah, yeah, they got me. Now I'm going to be doing the, the Nicki Minaj. What's going on, Bees in the Trap thing? Sam was telling me that there's another one right now on Instagram. It's Fleetwood Mac and somebody else. I haven't seen it yet.
I have not. I mean, you put me on the Nicki Minaj one. I had not seen it until you told me about it during one of the breaks, which it is kind of fun, but yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, it's Billy Joel and Fleetwood Mac. Yeah. How does Bill know? Bill's like the oldest person on the chat. Yeah, Bill.
Because he's on
TikTok.
What's
the Billy Joel song?
Yeah, he's got the TikTok.
He's kind of, I think it's Piano
Man. What's the song? Yeah. Okay, into what? What's the Fleetwood Mac song?
I'm not sure off the top of my head. I'll find it for you in a second. Oh, Addie's up.
Who
top,
does the song?
Oh, Silver Spring. There you go.
What song is that by Fleetwood Mac? Like,
I
know
it? I don't know.
Like, would I know it if I heard it? I like Fleetwood Mac a lot. Yeah, Addie says yes.
Yeah,
someone
I
like
think
to sing it for
it'd
us?
It'd be on
no?
all their greatest hits albums.
Yeah. Addie, pop on and
can
sing
you sing it? Yeah, someone sing
Addie
it,
Addie can
please.
Sing it.
Okay, Bill. Oh, no, Bill.
She backs
Bill.
Out, she says she wasn't gonna say.
Bill. Can you do it?
No, not very well. No, I don't think I can.
Well,
sing
you
it.
Can like, do it. Doesn't
I
don't done well.
Sing, Nick. Do you want?
I just don't understand. I don't understand. I don't understand what the purpose of all of you is. Like, why are you all here? Like, the point of everyone is to, like, support the show and make the show good. I am asking you to make the show good, and everyone's just like, no, I won't do it. Why are you all here? Addie will do it. Thank you. Addie, will you give us a, just so our audience knows what we're talking about, please.
Okay, yeah, it goes from Piano Man when it goes, and probably won't be for life. And then it goes into, time cast a spell on you, but you won't forget me. Like that part?
You have a good voice. Why wouldn't you want to sing?
I don't know. Thank you.
Come on, Addie.
Thank you, guys. I only sing on my Instagram story. I know. I'm sorry. So I thank
you
guys.
Oh, we've tapped into something now.
There you go.
You've got a good voice.
Yeah,
Addie, will you sing? Will you sing What's Going On? not Marvin Gaye. Wake up in the morning and I step outside and I. Yes.
That's what I thought. Not the I thought Marvin Gaye initially.
Actually, well, I mean, the Marvin Gaye song is true. Just like while we're in the same family here. So I heard, you know, it's a great song. This just has nothing to do with anything. We'll get to the bets in a second. So we went to, my daughter loves the Carousel. So we were in the Manhattan this week. We did like the Carousel and Herald Square in Manhattan, Midtown Manhattan by Penn Station, which thankfully did not smell like piss like Penn Station does. William Devon, Be Thankful for What You've Got. Anyone know that song?
I don't think I know that one.
I actually don't know if I can sing it off, but if you heard it, like it's such a good song. It's such a good song. Be thankful for what you've got. You don't drive a big Cadillac. Da-da-da-da-na. Da-da-da-da-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. It's a great song, man. Great song.
Maybe I've heard it. I'm sure I've heard it along the way, but yeah,
you've definitely heard it. Definitely. And it's great. Anyway, let's talk some bets.
Yeah.
First round of the college football playoff. Yeah. What's going on? Really good song. I was always more of a Mercy, Mercy Me guy for Marvin Gaye.
That is a great song. I mean, like, Let's Get It On is like it's like a classic. I think
that's it's a good song
for me. Yeah, like that's probably like the number one Marvin Gaye for me. But yeah, his voice was just incredible. Yeah,
it's like this is sacrilegious, but it's like I don't mean this. But it's like God came down to earth and like sang. Have you ever heard there are videos of Marvin Gaye like singing a cappella? Like with no music on, and it is just like it's unreal. There's a famous video of it. It might be Marvin Gaye like singing What's Going On with like no instrumental. He's just like singing it, and it's ridiculous. Yeah. Like what a voice.
To be blessed like voice. That with that kind of talent, man.
I like to think that in like an alternate reality, like if I could sing instead of talk, I feel like I would. Yeah, it's just.
But like, this is like singers though, like. I think it's a blessing and a curse because there's so many people that are like really, really good, but not like super elite that, I mean, how much time is spent like going to like these like open mic nights and all this stuff. And like, you never really quite make it. And you just wonder to yourself, it's like, damn, like you probably wasted a lot of time, you know, chasing a dream that just never came to a reality. But
yeah, I mean, I don't know.
Like,
I
at least you went for it.
Yeah, I don't know. I kind of feel like I'd be awesome. Just
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Yeah.
Just being honest.
I mean, if you get the voice and then you get the aura, because that's when you get the jackpot there. Because I think a lot of people, they might have the voice, but they don't have the aura of like the star power.
Oh, mercy, mercy me. It's a great song. Okay.
There you go.
You bet on this Monday.
Open mic night.
Things ain't what they used to be. Why don't we, let's go in chronological order here, Femi. So the first game is not this Friday coming up, but the Friday after, with Alabama and Oklahoma and the 9-8 matchup in Norman. And yes, we have seen this matchup recently. We have two rematches from this year. Tulane played. I totally forgot about that Tulane and Ole Miss played on September 20th.
Why would you remember?
That's a really strong question. On September 20th. And Bama and Oklahoma played like 3 weeks ago. I bet Alabama in the game. They destroyed them in the box score and turned it over three times, and Oklahoma won outright. So Oklahoma hosting this one. At BetMGM, Bama about a one-point favorite. We're essentially picked the winner of the game here, although I guess we can't say that with a low total, because a team could win by one, obviously, right? So Bama, let's call it one. Bama minus one on the road. Total 40.5. Femi, how do you want to bet Alabama and Oklahoma?
I think this might be the easiest bet of the first round for me. And I think there are some easy ones in this round because I got some pretty strong opinions. But this game, to me, it screams Alabama. Like, what's the one thing we talked about the Monday after that game that was played in Tuscaloosa with Oklahoma beating them? We all said Bama had no business losing that football game. Like, and I bet Oklahoma in the game. Like, I was Team Oklahoma. I was like, yay, Boomer Sooner. Like, let's get it done. Like, watching that game, OU had no – you could have made an argument that Bama should have even covered, let alone lost the game. And yes, I know the venue has changed. Now we're in Norman as opposed to being in Tuscaloosa. But I have Kalen DeBoer against Brent Venables, who's never coached in a playoff before outside of being a coordinator at Clemson. DeBoer's been to a national title game, so I have the advantage at coach. Oklahoma's offense is just dreadful. John Mateer, like, I don't know if he's quite right since the thumb injury that he's had. He doesn't look like he's that right. Their offensive numbers stack up nowhere close to teams that are capable of winning in a playoff. I think this is an easy Alabama bet for me. I know they just got whacked and Georgia embarrassed them, but I don't care. I think the Tide take care of business in Norman against Oklahoma. I like Alabama quite a bit.
Want to hear something sick? I have like a line in my head here, just like a punchline for a joke, and it's over the line. So I can't do it.
Want to put it? Want to put it in the chat?
No.
Okay.
So you bet Oklahoma. You bet Oklahoma, and now you like Alabama. I bet Alabama, and I think I like Oklahoma.
Wow. Okay, let's hear this case, because I can't get there with Oklahoma.
I would like to see a report that Bama's, like, the practices are way, like, everyone's way healthier. They're so beat up. And so is Georgia. And, like, Kirby alluded to that. I say his name like we're friends. Georgia head coach Kirby Smart says after the game, like both teams are beat to smithereens, right? How many SEC games they've played? Oklahoma, this is where, like, Oklahoma had the week off and now gets to host Alabama in the game. That is a tremendous advantage for the Sooners here. And by the way, this is going to be, what, like 3 weeks off now for John Mateer with his hands?
Yep.
I'll say this for Oklahoma. The defense is awesome, and they play great special teams. Bama is not like a clean football team to me. And I just want to be, I want to be crystal clear with what I'm saying right now. I have not bet Oklahoma. I reserve the right to change my mind. I think I'm going to bet Oklahoma in the game. That's my initial thought, is Oklahoma.
To your point, Venables has won this matchup twice. You know, like 2 years ago, that was the Jalen Milroe Bama team, and they went to Norman and they got embarrassed in that game. That's what kept them out of the playoff, and SMU got in. And then a few weeks ago in November, we saw them beat them again. But I'm going to make Venables do it to me again. Prove it again.
So what I'm going to say has no bearing on, like, what's going to actually happen in the game. So I want to, okay, so, like, that matters to be said. Don't you feel like this is, and Alabama can win, of course, right? They're favored. Of course they can win. Mm-hmm. That this is, like, everyone in betting content does this. And I'm not saying it's wrong, right? Where the two teams play, one team wins the box score and loses the game, and now it's like, well, we're just going to bet the team that won the box score. Dude, tell me that everyone's not betting Alabama in this game, which does not mean they're not going to win. This is not to be like Femi's dumb or anyone who wants to bet Alabama's dumb. Femi bet Oklahoma and won the first time they played. I lost. So I'm not trying to make it like I'm smart. I just think that's an interesting point of conversation. Would you agree with me?
I would definitely agree, but I think it goes even beyond that, because, like, we always joke about, like, box score monkey. even if you just watched the game and had no idea what the box score looked like, Alabama was the better team in that day.
So now, where do you think the market's going, if you had to guess then?
I think if we get word that like Jam Miller and some of these other Bama skill guys are healthy, I think Bama's going to close a favorite here. It's never getting to
like
three.
What kind That'd of favorite?
I think like 1.5, 2 would be my
so
guess.
So you think we'll stay in the same range, you think, basically?
We'll stay in the same range. Yeah, we're not getting to a key number. I don't think we're getting to a key number, no. I'd be surprised.
If everyone loves Bama, I mean, why can't they get bet out a little bit here? A game with a low total, like 2.5 might matter. 2.5. I think I'm going to bet Oklahoma.
I just think that, yeah, I think you get too much pushback. Like if it sniffed 3, bang, we're right back to 2.5. Like I don't think it's going to ever hang out there at 3.
I'm curious where we end up going with this game, with Alabama at Oklahoma. Well, we're at the end of the hour here. So we'll get back to this in the power hour. So we got to talk about Miami and A&M, which for, I guess, Bama, Oklahoma is also, Miami A&M is also a great game. And then we just have the two sacrificial lambs going up against NFL football on December 20th. Tulane and Ole Miss will go up against Eagles Commanders, and James Madison, Oregon will go up against Bears Packers Part 2. Mm. Wonder who will draw the better rating. Power Hour on the other side. We'll preview Monday Night Football. We'll talk Shador. We'll talk Steelers-Ravens. Femi and I will wrap up the playoff and give you all our bets for tonight.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.